This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Elon Musk Podcast. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden. One more thing before we start. Google Podcasts is being discontinued by Google. So if you want to continue getting episodes of the Elon Musk Podcast, please check us out over at YouTube Music. Search us out over there, and that's where you'll be able to find our podcast through Google products. Thank you so much for understanding. I had no control over this. Google pulled the Google Podcast app off of Android, and I want to let you know where to continue finding the show. Over at YouTube Music, search for Elon Musk Podcast. Thank you so much. Joni Ive, previously from Apple, and Sam Altman of OpenAI are currently designing something interesting. Now, Joni Ive, one of the absolute best industrial designers, used to work at Apple. All the products that we use now, iPhones, iPads, everything, had Joni's handprints on it. And his ideas are amazing. And the way that he designs things, absolutely brilliantly. Sam Altman of OpenAI, great business person, very intellectual person. OpenAI is revolutionizing the way that we use AI in every single facet of society, and they're building something together. They're trying to secure $1 billion in funding for this venture. Now, this is wild, but they aim to develop an AI-integrated personal device. It's going to have very distinct design, and the functionality is going to be similar to smartphones that we have now. Now, The Information broke this story, and they said that in 2023, after the initial disclosure from The Information, that they're working on something. We don't have many specifics right now. It's all undisclosed. It's all behind closed doors, and there's curiosity about its design and capabilities, too. The developments have been under discussion since 2023, with increasing momentum towards actualizing of the concept right now. The collaboration between Ive and Altman combines significant expertise in design and AI, suggesting, hopefully, a new groundbreaking product is on the horizon. Now, we've seen similar designs to the iPhone. Almost every smartphone now looks very similar to an iPhone. And that's because Joni Ive was way ahead of the curve here. But Joni and Sam have engaged with several potential investors right now to reach their substantial funding target, $1 billion. They're going to hire the greatest minds in AI and design and engineering to come together and build this amazing device, whatever it is. And their discussions have included Thrive Capital, known for its investments, repeat investments, mind you, in OpenAI, and Emerson Collective, established by Laureen Powell Jobs. Now, these talks indicate a broad search for financial backing to support the venture's ambitious goals. That Joni Ive is behind it, something spectacular is on the horizon. The potential for something spectacular is on the horizon. We don't know how this thing's going to turn out. Also, SoftBank, the CEO of SoftBank, is another prominent figure in the tech sector, and it's possibly interested in investing in this new format for interacting with yourself, your data, the environment. We don't know what this thing is yet, though. This is all speculation. The involvement of the CEO from SoftBank suggests a possible link to ARM microprocessors. It's a company that he supports. It's high-profile nature of this endeavor. So if they get a chip company on board, they're going to do something absolutely amazing if they can do custom chips. That's probably why they need $1 billion, too. They have to go through all the engineering to make prototypes and the whole gamut of things they have to run through. Not just alpha software, but beta software, and also full release software. But also, they have to do a lot of testing with the hardware and the software together to make sure everything functions very well. And they have to keep it at a price point that people would actually buy it. Yeah. Right now, an iPhone is around, $700 to $1,000. And if this device is similar to the iPhone, like what it can accomplish, check your email, listen to music, what are the normal things that you do every day? Check maps, get an Uber, get food delivered to you, whatever it is. If this device can do that and it's smaller than iPhone, you don't have to take it out of your pocket. It's clipped to you somewhere, or maybe it's a ring. I don't know. And I don't know what it is. And we have no idea. Nobody really knows. Then would you buy it for $700, $800? That's an ambitious goal for a price, but it's a possibility that it could be around that price. If it's a small device and it can do things that are similar to an iPhone, but doesn't have the capabilities of a screen, is it worth that much money though? You have to think about that too. But they want to raise $1 billion, build the chips, build the software. You need bright people to do all of those things and managing the company and AI, everything. So let's go back to the information. If you're not familiar with the information is, they break a lot of tech stories and they have people on the inside. They know everybody in Silicon Valley. They have some insiders that come through with some very reputable information. That's why they're called the information. Now, they say that the device eschews traditional designs, potentially offering a novel user experience. They're looking into screenless interfaces. Sam Altman wants to have creative, intuitive, less distracting technology. And I think Joni Ive was on the precipice of something. Let's not talk about the Apple Pencil, though. Can we not? Or the way that the Apple Mouse charges. Let's not talk about those two things. Those are horrible. Horrible designs. I don't know if Joni Ive had anything to do with that, but if he did, Joni, you did a horrible thing to humanity for introducing those two ways of charging things. The way to charge an Apple Pencil and the way to charge an Apple Mouse. Horrible designs. But this new design, hopefully screenless interface, and it's going to be very intuitive. It's going to be very novel. It's supposed to leverage OpenAI's ChatGPT or some version of that, or some sort of something with the large language model. And they're going to be integrating advanced AI capabilities with this device. Now, between Ive's design prowess and Altman's AI expertise, they could redefine personal computing devices. Think about how much money Apple makes just from iPhone sales and software sales. Ive's previous contributions to Apple's iconic products in his post-Apple venture Loveform show that he has a deep commitment to innovation in design and functionality, even though he's been gone from Apple for a long time now. And the project's ambition is evident in the recruitment of Tang Tan, a former Apple executive, to lead hardware engineering. Now, this venture's commitment to high-quality design and engineering could draw upon Tan's experience with Apple's product lineup. They have to have the right people in the right places.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Doing the right things in order to produce an amazing device that people would actually want to use and wear. Now, there's an ongoing debate, though, about the role of AI in enhancing productivity while minimizing distractions. Previous AI devices have promised efficiency without the pitfalls of conventional smartphones, but real-world effectiveness and security concerns remain to be addressed comprehensively. Just hear me out for a moment. If you ask your device that's connected to OpenAI to look up somebody's phone number or to give your information, it's any sort of information, let's just dial it back here, any sort of information, do you want OpenAI to have your information or do you want it to be encrypted? I would go for encrypted. Nobody needs to know if I'm having one of those nights and I need a pizza at 3 o'clock in the morning. Nobody needs to know what, like where I go or anything like that. Same with you, I'm sure. Most people don't really worry about that much stuff. I don't really worry about it, but I don't think a company should have all of my specific data for things that for where I go and what I do. Though I have an iPhone and I'm probably tracked all the time anyway. I have Google on my iPhone, so I'm pretty sure ads are being forced to me through Google because the things that I say or the things that I search. There are trade-offs. This little device, it's supposed to be smaller than an iPhone. They'll be able to do all that? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they'll be able to do, but I'm pretty sure everything will go up to the cloud anyway. They'll be able to process things in the cloud as opposed to on your device. So maybe that's where they're going to be doing their processing. Maybe they're going to have server farms, GPU farms, et cetera, that will be handling all this computation. Now, the feasibility and the impact of such AI-powered devices are still under scrutiny, though. Nobody's made anything like this before. Questions about their practicality, user experience, and data security linger. And that's the challenge for Ivan Altman's project going ahead. There's a lot of problems, actually. A lot of things to solve. The funding of $1 billion with high-profile investors like SoftBank, it's potentially significant in the tech industry. The involvement of such influential figures could shape the project's direction and its technological foundations, particularly with ARM's potential involvement as well. And the project's conception involving a brainstorming session at IVE San Francisco studio indicated a hands-on approach to defining the device's core features and user experience. If you get together with somebody, there's a lot that can be done that you cannot do over Zoom. Real-time collaboration in person is a lot different than real-time collaboration on Zoom or any other meeting app. I'm glad they met up. I'm glad they can brainstorm traditionally one-on-one or with their team to pound this out, because it sounds like an amazing thing. And the goal is to develop an intuitive user interface that transcends conventional computing paradigms, much like the iPhone revolutionized mobile internet access. If you remember, back then, phones didn't really have the internet. And when they did have the internet, it was expensive and it was basic text. There wasn't a lot of websites that were developed. There weren't any apps really, just apps that came with your T-Mobile phone or whatever. But no real apps for the internet back then, not compared to like now. Every phone has 5,000 apps on it. It's a lot different time. And what kind of apps will they use on a small device that they don't really want to interfere with your life? We'll see. We'll see in the future. But this project is still in its formative stages, of course, with various ideas being considered. The complexity of creating a new device category, this is everything. It's a whole new thing. It means that the venture might take years to materialize into a market-ready product. And this could be a long-term vision behind this initiative. Ivy's concerns about the addictive nature of smartphones and their unintended consequences have been well documented. That's why he's going forth with this venture. This project with OpenAI offers a chance to address these issues by developing a less screen-dependent method of interaction, potentially mitigating some of the negative aspects of modern technology use. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stage0. And please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.